I'm going to be reading from Hebrews 10, chapters 11, or verses 11 through 22. Under the old covenant, the priest stands and ministers before the altar day after day, offering the same sacrifices again and again, which can never take away sins. But our high priest offers himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. Then he sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. There he waits until his enemies are humbled and made a footstool under his feet. For by that one offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies that this is so, for he says, "This is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write down them on their minds." Then he says, "I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds." And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices. A call to perseverance. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By this death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him, for our guilty conscience have made sprinkled with the Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. This is the word of the Lord.
As we enter this Lenten season, I was thinking about having a new sermon series, Life in Christ. Today, so we are talking about through Christ, our mediator. Some of you might wonder why we, the church, end the prayers with through Jesus Christ, our Lord, or normally my case, in the name of Jesus Christ. I had a question about this before, so sometimes I didn't end my prayer with this phrase, through the name of Christ or in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Why cannot just amen? I pray to God, why should I go through Jesus Christ, his son, not God himself? Or some tradition, probably through Saint Mary or other saints. Well, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, there is one God and one mediator, who can reconcile God and humanity, the man, Christ Jesus. So, mediator is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ himself said, no one comes to the Father except through me. That gives a lot of trouble to this world. Why only Jesus? Why Jesus? Why not? Through Muhammad, through Saint Peter, or through any other saint. Well, there is a reason why we pray to God in heaven, the Father, in the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, or in the name of Jesus Christ, because there is a big gulf between God and humanity. And this is so huge that human being cannot reach to God's side. we cannot reach by our own good effort, our good righteousness, or by the help of other saints. There is no way that we as a human being can reach to God's side. That is why we celebrate Christmas, when the God came in human flesh, lived among us. So Jesus, the God, the Word, in human form, came from heaven to earth so that we can now connect to God's side. There's another reason why we pray to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, is because the name of Jesus Christ. There's a reason why we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that name is very important. As a parent, when you discover that you are going to have a newborn baby, and you think about how we're going to name our child, boy or girl, it doesn't come easily. You probably takes days, weeks, months to come up the name that you really want as a parent. And as you know, as you name your children, it's totally up to parents or family members that you wish for your children to become. So that's your dream, your wish, your vision, that your children might be in this life. I have three names. Of course, the name that my parents named me when I was born, in Korean name, Inbom. Inbom is the greatest virtue in Confucius culture, which means goodness and loving kindness. Bom is generally, you know, so as a good, the follower of Confucius, my dad, wants me to grow to be good or loving kind person in general. I don't know, his wish has been fulfilled in my life, you can tell. But I had the privilege to name my own name when I was naturalized. Naturalized as of the U.S. citizen years ago, so I was given the option whether I'm going to keep my Korean name or another name. So I have chosen another name, Joseph, which means God will add or increase. Of course, he's from the Bible. Not particularly, I was not thinking about the Joseph in the Old Testament. I was thinking about Joseph in the New Testament in the book of Acts, Barnabas. So Barnabas is a later name, nickname that the faith community gave to him, which means son of encouragement. So I really like the character as a person of Barnabas. So as a Christian, I wish I could be a son of encouragement to encourage other people in faith journey. So that is why I have chosen this name, Joseph the Barnabas. In like a Hebrew culture, in Korean culture, when you become middle-aged, then your friend used to name you. This is old tradition. Not these days, not many people do that. But a few years ago, friend of us get together. Let's give this name. So we will follow the tradition. So how are you going to name me? So we take a moment and think about who he really is, and then we exchange the name that we thought. One of my friends gave me this name, Hewa, which means sea and fire. And his explanation is, well, I see you like a sea, huge, you know, calmness and the embracing those images in my life, and also fire, the passion in you. So, okay, and then if you see me, then you call me the Hewa, then I will take it. I don't know if you see me in the sea and fire in my life. So I have three names so far. So yeah, okay. You can give me another name later. But think about the name. Naming is important. In the Hebrew culture, like Jesus was named by angel, by God. So we know that Jesus Christ, and Christ is not a name, actually it's a title. Came from the Old Testament Messiah, which means anointed one. When God called chosen people and forming the nation of God, he appointed three offices: king, priest, and prophet. They are all called anointed one, Messiah. And then promised them that I will give you the Messiah who has all this kingship and priesthood and prophet. So we call Jesus is a king of kings, the Lord of lords, and he is a high priest, and as a word, he is a living word. So that is why we, the church, call Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ that God has promised to send. And of course, Jesus is a given name by God and through angels, which means the one who saves. Saves, in Greek, is sozo, the verb, has different meaning, which means save, heal, deliver, restore. That is why we sometimes call Jesus as our Savior, or he is a great physician, the healer. He is a deliverer who restores us. So when we call Jesus is not only the Savior, but he is a healer and a deliverer and a restorer and redeemer. All these come in this name, Jesus. So this is why we come before God, understanding that it is not my righteousness, it is not by other people, saints, but it is through the Son, the Christ, the Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, the Deliverer, Redeemer, Healer, Restorer. Another way that why we pray and consider Jesus as the only mediator between us and God is because Jesus is a final sacrifice to our sins, and actually sins for this world. We have new covenant and old covenant. And the actual Bible has a two covenant, Old Covenant. We say the New Testament. New Testament is a Latin word which means covenant. And I know there's a last will. There's another meaning, but there's another meaning for the Testament in back then is covenant. So Old Testament, New Old Covenant, and New Covenant. And as you know, the Old Covenant is a chosen people, Israelites, and they are given the word, Torah, and then also a way to have a relationship with God through sacrificial system, offering. This is the Old Covenant. Why God has chosen this particular group of people and made this covenant relationship? Because many people are so disappointed about God. Why God is not nice? He's so different God than we know through Jesus Christ. Well, this is that's the reason why God has chosen and made this relationship. God has chosen these people so that they can be the light of the world to proclaim the glory of God to other nations. And also through this word and sacrificial systems, God wants them to know, we human beings, that we cannot solve our human problems, sin problems. Only when we get closer to the light, we only find ourselves. How simple we are. When you don't know about God, you don't know how much you are apart from God. But when we start to know God, His word, His desire for us, we will recognize, realize how short we are from the glory of God. And we feel guilty, shameful, we feel unworthiness. So that these old covenant people can look for the Savior, Jesus Christ. Here the today text is that our high priest offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. Old Testament, yes, in the sacrificial system, people come to receive forgiveness and mercy from God, and they had to come constantly, day after day, month after month, and year after year, and the high priest usually go into once a year the most holy place, and other priests going every day there to sacrifice and forgive the sins of people who bring their sacrifice. But Jesus, as a high priest, he didn't ask us to bring any sacrificial animal. He became Lamb of God for us, once for all, good for all time. So he sacrificed himself to our sins so that we can enter the most holy place. So Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he preached in the chapter 4, so later on the Pentecost, he preached this way: salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. We wish God would offer many different options, many different doors, so that people can go to God. But the Bible says No, there is no other way, that many options for us. But there's only one door that you can enter into, the door of Jesus Christ. It caused many troubles to many people. Sometimes we don't like this idea. But this is God's plan and idea. Only God can resolve human problems by giving his life for us. So I want you to think about this question. Who is my Savior for my life? Is Jesus is your only Savior, or is Jesus is one of your Saviors? You still hold on to other people, other things, the idol to hang on in your life. Do you still feel guilty, shameful, unworthy for yourself? I know a lot of people, Christians, whenever we offer this the Holy Communion, they feel unworthy to receive Holy Communion. They are still afraid, fear to come to the presence of God. I told once this my story. When I was young, I stole the coin, the dollar coin, from my mom's the saving jar in the attic. I discovered this one day, find out, whoa, what is this, treasure box. And then I take one out and use it for buying, you know, snack and candy, and went to a comic book cafe to read the books, the comic books. And then one and two, and she didn't know about this thing, so I kept doing. Later on, I have a little, you know, the guilty feeling, the fear that I might be caught. Yes, one day, I was caught. I think I took too much coins out of jar, and then my mom and dad said, "Joseph, did you steal coins from jar?" Oops. You know what? I felt released. Because up to this point, I'm doing stealing and buying and using for, read the comic books. And I have a fear. But that time, my dad took a stick and hit me that, you know, you're doing right. Instead of a pain, I felt released. Why? I know I am a child of God. I'm a child of them. Because of stealing, that they will not kick me out of the house. And they will forgive me after this when I say sorry. This is what God is doing, saying that Jesus said, "I sin no more, and I forgive all your sins." And then he also said, Jesus sat down in the Holy of Holies with the Heavenly Father. It's not like other human high priest go back and come, and the high priest cannot sit there, and he had to come out and go again. But Jesus gave himself and sat down. Why? you don't have to bring your sin. I will remember no more because you are my children. Yes, there is a discipline in my case. He will not, but kick me out of the house. And he will love me. And that is what God is waiting. Jesus is waiting here today. If you feel unworthiness, don't be fear. Do not fear that Jesus is waiting here, inviting here. Come. I gave my life. I shed the blood for you, for your sins. You are forgiven. You are my child. You are my children. And I will forgive what you are doing. I'm waiting for you to come. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, we thank you that you came from heaven to earth to become a mediator between God and us. And through you, we only can reach to your side. We only can be children of God. We only can, our sins can be forgiven. And now we have this relationship. Yes, we sin again and again and again. But whenever we come before you, asking your forgiveness and giving you thanks, you said, I will remember no more your sins. You are my child, son and daughter. Thank you, Lord. As we enter this Lenten season, let us be reminded that you are mediator, the only mediator, and only we can come to God through Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. All this we pray. Amen.